So the idea that knowledges are not truths, but that truths come into being, or they become truths when good is in them. And in the Hebrew, tov is the Hebrew word, but it actually has this strong idea of what is functional, which is really, it's interesting because good is use. So the Hebrew has a much more concrete idea. Now, good is a rather abstract term, and I think this is why people struggle with it so much. But if you think in terms of what is functional and functional for what, well, for the Lord's end, which is an eternal end, which is the regeneration of the human mind, then that is what is good, what supports that end. And so when it talks about facts that are useful and facts that aren't useful, it always has reference to spiritual ends, the Lord's end. It's not so much about exterior life stuff. So everything more exterior has to support what is more interior. So this is how something becomes useful from a spiritual perspective, is that it supports what is higher. Every lower level supports a higher level to come more into being. So it's a coming of the Lord's kingdom. It's his will being done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. That's what makes facts useful or not. Do they attain to that end? So that's one way of thinking about it. So facts can either be vessels which are receptive of good or reject what is good. And if they reject what is good, then they support what is evil. So they constantly need reworking. And there can be aspects of our historical faith that can no longer serve our spiritual development. And again, these are facts that need to be recast, and what is serviceable, established, affirmed, and what isn't, sloughed off. So when memory knowledges are being used, put to use to that end, clearly then they're beneficial. When they're being used as a means of, reputation, power, whatever it happens to be, to promote something that doesn't look to that end, but looks more to external ends, then they're useless. But another way of thinking about it is on a more interior level. So this came up in, I think it was this morning's group. It was about how someone was talking about the process, and how the Lord is in control of the process. And on one side, that's a very uplifting thing. But if you're in a state where that truth gets used, and you're in a state of, a depressed state, or you're struggling, then that same statement can be, well, why bother? If the Lord's in control of it all, why bother? What's the point? So the same words, if you like, are being used in two different ways. One form is useless because it doesn't contribute toward the end, which is loving the Lord, loving our neighbor. The other one does promote that end. So it's always about the end in view, I think.